Today's Gospel from St. John, we have Nicodemus standing up to defend Christ. I wanted to just take a moment or two and look at Nicodemus. He's only mentioned in the Gospel of John, but he is mentioned on three different occasions. Now, the word Nicodemus is a Greek word. His translation of his name means the conqueror of the people. The Demas means people. For example, get the word democracy or demographics. So Nicodemus means the conqueror of the people. And he's only mentioned in John's Gospel. What we know about him is that he was a devout Jew. He was a member of the Sanhedrin. He was a Pharisee. And he struggled to understand Jesus. And gradually, his faith became more and more open. We know that the first time we have Nicodemus mentioned is in chapter 3. And this is when Nicodemus has a secret meeting with Christ for fear of the Jews. He comes at night, perhaps to avoid the crowds, perhaps because he did not want to be known as a follower of Christ. And he sought out Christ. And Jesus gave him this appointment, this meeting time at night. And he said to Jesus, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Well, then the Lord revealed to him that we must be born again in order to enter the kingdom of God. Nicodemus is confused and says, "How can a man be born again once he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born again?" And then Jesus got frustrated with him and says, "You're a teacher of Israel, and still you do not understand." Jesus then revealed that you must be born again of water and the Holy Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. Jesus was revealing baptism to Nicodemus, the importance of baptism of water and the Holy Spirit. So that's the first time we have Nicodemus. The second time is today's Gospel, when the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin are condemning Christ because they say that they couldn't figure out how Jesus, being raised in Galilee and Nazareth, could be the Messiah, because they knew the Old Testament, they knew the Scriptures, that the Messiah must be of the house of David and would be born in Bethlehem. Obviously, they did not go deep enough into research. If they did, they would have discovered that, yes, even though Jesus was raised in Nazareth, he was of the house of David. Saint Joseph, his foster father, was the house of David, most likely Our Lady, since people married within the same tribe, would have been of the house of David. And that we know that Christ was born in Bethlehem. If they had done any research whatsoever, they would have discovered that, yes, during the census, Christ was born in Bethlehem, the city of David. So he fulfilled every prophecy that he would be born in Bethlehem, but later he would be called a Nazarene. So in today's Gospel, Nicodemus defends Christ against the chief priests and the Pharisees who wanted to arrest him. Nicodemus stands up and says, "Does our law judge a man without first giving him a hearing and learning what he does?" So he at least wanted Christ to have a proper defense. So he stood up and they complained against Nicodemus and said, "Are you a Galilean as well?" And then the last time we see Nicodemus is after the crucifixion. He comes forward with Joseph of Arimathea to help prepare Jesus' body for burial. And together they brought a mixture of myrrhs and aloes, about 100 pounds weight. And so he joins in Joseph in taking the body off the cross, wrapping it, and placing it in the garden tomb. So he must have been a very close friend of Our Lady. Our Lady must have been very grateful for Joseph of Arimathea and for Nicodemus for stepping forward, even though the Lord was considered a criminal He'd been crucified in a terrible death, yet they stood forward and came forward and took the Lord's body off the cross and did this work of mercy, which was burying the dead. So what we see here is Nicodemus is a very good man. He comes to Jesus. He talks to him privately. He then defends him in front of the scribes and the Pharisees. He at least wants the Lord to have a proper defense. And after the Lord's death, helps him with his burial. But what's interesting, though, is that Nicodemus is not a saint. He was a good man, but not a saint. What was lacking in Nicodemus? Remember, Bishop Keating in his confirmation homilies would always ask the kids, what saint you chose? How many of you chose St. Francis? A few hands would go up. How many St. Teresa? Hands would go up. How many St. Thomas? Hands would go up. How many Nicodemus? No hands would go up. Because he was not a saint. There was something lacking in Nicodemus. Maybe it was courage. Maybe it was his willingness to become a full-fledged disciple of Christ. He was always sort of seeing Christ at night or coming after his death. But we don't see him actually being one of the disciples or one of the apostles. He was too cautious, perhaps, a little too afraid. Maybe he didn't have enough courage. So it's a good lesson for us that it's one thing to be good, but it's another thing to be holy, to be able to be willing to join Christ publicly, to actually admit you were a follower of his. Yes, he does defend Christ and say he should have a just hearing, but he's never willing to actually become a disciple of Christ. He's never willing to become an apostle. So perhaps we can learn something from Nicodemus. Yes, he was a good man, but perhaps he didn't have the courage to become a full-fledged follower of Christ.